Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Mr. Robin Tui is the Vice President Gold Strategist for State Street Global Investors on the line. Mr. Tui, thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome to the broadcast and hope things are safe. You're safe out there in Hong Kong, sir.
Thanks for the time, JT.
All right. So, Mr. Tui, you know, I'm looking at the chart right now of gold year to date. And while it really hasn't fallen off a cliff, there was a clear downtrend for the most part for the precious metal. However, I've also noticed that it wasn't exactly smooth sailing. It wasn't exactly hopeless. In fact, we saw that slight burst of confidence and gains by the end of March, leading through most of the second quarter before that the Fed's hawkish turn suddenly landed on markets and actually caused another downturn. What prompted that brief spurt of recovery, and why do you think it did fizzle out towards the end of the first half? I'd like to get your thoughts on that, and what do you spotted in that particular trend movement?
You're definitely right, JP. I think gold, you look at the gold price in the first half of this year, it's been a roller coaster ride, given in the first quarter it was down about 10%, due to the fact that, you know, nominal yields in the U.S. were rising, based on the fact that investors were bullish about the economy. There was a global rollout of vaccine in the U.S. So the yields were rising and the dollar was rising. That led to gold price was down 10% in the first quarter. But we've seen some recovery, as you mentioned. In May, we had a gold price, you know, spiking up 8% during that month, purely because there was inflation risk rising in the U.S. with CPI and PCE data coming out very strong. So I think gold price right now is down about 5%, but we do think that, you know, given, you know, the Fed has already said that, you know, interest rate will be rising, you know, from our perspective, 2023, I think the real rate environment is still kind of be quite bullish for the gold sector, even though it's going to phase out in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, in the last few days, you can see the gold price has recovered back to the 1800. So we still think, you know, gold price had some room to go in the second half this year.
Right, $1,808 per troy ounce, if I'm not mistaken, closer to $1,809 at this point. Mr. Tui, we are entering a second half, though, with a more hawkish Federal Reserve, and we have also seen the U.S. dollar take strength. Now, normally we've seen that gold, like many commodity prices, has that negative correlation with greenback strength right now. But I do want to ask you, just so we can help our listeners zero in more on what the potential, what the bigger threat might be actually for gold, is it the dollar strength or upward rate pressure that's the bigger issue for gold heading into the last 6 months of the year? I've taken note of your rather upbeat outlook, at least for gold prices moving forward. But what do you think is the bigger threat here, dollar strength or these upward rate pressures?
I think from our perspective, what we have researched gold price in the last 50 years is the real rates that definitely will impact gold prices. USD, the US dollar, has some impact, but we believe it's going to be a very short impact. I think the U.S. dollar has peaked at the current level. It's probably up at a two-month high, given the hawkish Fed tone that we saw a couple of weeks ago. But from our perspective, we're still quite bearish on the dollar. So even though there's a Fed rate hike in 2023, but if you look at the real yield environment, we're still negative in the U.S. So historically, what drives gold price upwards is the declining real yields. And you look at the real yields in the U.S., the 10-year real yields, it's at negative 0.9. So it's actually close to the negative low level that we're seeing. So even though we, you know, gold price will have some impact from the U.S. dollar strength, but over the medium long term, given that we're still bearish on the dollar, that will benefit gold price. And given, you know, if you look at the nominal 10-year yields, it's declining, given that in the last couple of weeks, we haven't seen any inflation pressure coming in. So investors are still buying bonds, and that led to the real yields declining first couple of weeks ago. And that has benefited gold price since late June of this year.
All right, Mr. Tui, talk to us first of all, because we know the big, cloud over investors and various asset classes, be it gold and everywhere else, really has been this prolonged COVID-19 pandemic. How is the effect of COVID-19? What kind of effect, I mean, this COVID-19 had on consumer sentiment and investor demand, particularly for gold?
I think that's a great question, because if you look at last year, COVID-19 definitely had an impact on the whole economy, and also particularly for gold, where we saw record interest and demand into gold ETFs and also bars and coins. So that led to investors buying more gold, because the uncertainty created by the COVID-19, the lower yield environment, and central banks pumping money into the economy, that led to weakness in the currencies. But on the flip side, consumer demand has been impacted. One of the biggest driver of gold demand is the jewelry sector. And last year, we saw record low demand because of the lockdown, and because gold price was touching historical high, that had impacted jewelry demand globally in 2020. But what we're seeing in the first half of this year, there has been some pickup in jewelry demand, particularly in China and also in the Middle East country. But then again, I think the COVID-19 situation is still continuing. For example, in India, India is the second biggest, largest market for gold jewelry. And obviously that has impacted consumer demand in the first half of this year. But what we're seeing right now is that ETF demand, or gold ETF inflows, has been recovering since May. So that's in line with the gold price pickup. So we're quite confident that as gold price rallies in the second half, investment demand, particularly the ETF demand, will pick up compared to the first half of this year.
All right, the pickup perhaps for gold demand as we head into the last deeper into the last six months of the year. I'd like to thank Mr. Robin Tui, Vice President and Gold Strategist at State Street Global Investors, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3. As always, Mr. Tui, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these uncertain times. We look forward next time we can have you back on the show. Have a great evening, sir.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.